Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hey, everybody.
Taint is the medical term for it.
I think so.
We were getting ready to Buzz 24/7, and I came in and I was like, oh, hold on a sec, I got some things I went that I'm supposed to be around the taint section.
Is it grundle?
See, yeah, I don't know, because I remember one time as probably my 20s or something, I remember saying something to my doctor. Oh, it's around the taint, and he's like, what?
We haven't even started yet, and this is where we're at. Okay. I just want to be...
Look it up.
Grundle is correct.
Grundle.
Yeah.
Grundle. Not the taint?
Taint is the slang word, okay? So there we
go. Well, I would think as
that.
A doctor,
yeah,
he would know what I'm talking about.
I am a doctor. I went to the Andover Tractor Barbizon School of Modeling, so I've got that degree going for me, which is something I'm very proud of, to be honest with you. I cried when they sent my diploma in the mail. Okay, but anyway,
it is in the dictionary. Taint as a vulgar slang in the U.S.
Thank you. I said it was a slang.
It's also the threat.
I looked it up.
It is in the dictionary. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it
used in a sentence. The threat of smoke taint was cast long shadows over the West Coast wine region.
Yeah, taint to taint something is to, you know, scar it. Yeah. Yeah, of course. All right. Buzz 24/7. Before I get to the sponsor, I want to just give a little bit of space, you know, so they're not associated with that.
They know what it is.
I know that the New Hampshire Army National Guard knows what it is. I know that. Brought to you by the New Hampshire Army National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD. Now, Laura has her cooking on a budget that we're going to get to in just a little bit. Kelly Brown reacclimating himself with his seat. You know, what's the big game, Kelly? What's the one you're the most excited to watch this weekend?
Oh, Tom. Mm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm interested in Kansas City, Buffalo, sure. Mm-hmm. But... room for Tom.
Oh, my God. I want Buffalo to beat Kansas City so bad.
I think it's going to be Buffalo and Tampa Bay. Those are my picks for the weekend.
That'd be great. That's good. Two good picks. You know, and I like Patrick Mahomes. It's not that I don't. I would just love to, I want to see that Cinderella story, you know. And even though Tom Brady is kind of that as well, even though he's won as many championships as he has, I'm pulling for the Bills. I'm pulling for the Bills. Okay? So there it is. Traitor. I said it. Sorry. I put an article aside today to talk about here, and it deals with lying. When's the last lie you told? We lie all the time.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
The article deals with lies.
If you're a parent, you're lying all the time.
All the time.
Yes.
No, you're lying to Amy. You do. I mean, not, you know, not like vicious lies. You know, how you doing? Good. You know, when you're not good. When you're pissed off about something, you just don't want to deal with it. Like, lies get told every day. They do. Or, no? Just, I'm the only one.
Little fibs, white lies, you don't say something.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Nothing harmful, not concealing anything. But this article.
How was your day at work today? Fine.
Yeah,
you know, I don't want to get into
it.
And honestly, I'm going to get upset about it, and you're not going to know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Right. Why? What's the point of reliving it and going through all that stuff? But there's an article today about the lies that women tell, and we believe. Men are just ready to believe them. We believe them all the time. And I am Alpha M. Put together a list of lies women tell guys, and the guys have no problem believing it. And some of these, I guarantee you, that we have heard before in whatever situation it is, you know. Women, apparently, one of the lies that they tell often that we believe is, I've never done this before.
Yeah.
You know, because they want you to think that they're not maybe mm-hmm. as experienced as they are.
Yeah. They're not the tramp that they really are.
You don't have to lie. Doesn't make you a tramp. You don't have to lie. There's no reason to lie.
I know, but there's some things that you don't learn from watching a movie.
I'm with you.
Or reading in Women's Journal.
I'm with you today. You are who you are today. I don't care what you know what I mean? The past doesn't bother me.
Yeah, but
it doesn't. I'm serious.
It can't help but seep into your brain if it's a sexual thing.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean,
when she does something,
I'm happy I got. Right. I'm happy I was there. I'm happy I was the recipient. Or whatever.
Then you start thinking about later on by yourself. You go, geez, how did she know?
So she's only been with two guys.
Women.
How did she learn how to do that?
Well, I mean, in this world, there's always the internet or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't get wound up in that. Women lie apparently about their number. Which I think guys are totally guilty of.
Are you, Laura?
Lie about their number of partners. I mean, you know.
No, I had a boyfriend when I was 16, and then I met Jeff when I was 18.
Yeah, you're the exception.
So,
you're the exception. Definitely not that. This is the one where it starts to get into territory where it makes me a little nervous. One of the lies that women tell that we readily believe is he's just a friend. Oh, he's just a friend. Oh, now I gotta be suspicious.
Yeah.
You know, now I gotta put on my detective hat, you know what I mean? I gotta get Laura on the case to track down this guy to find out what the hell's going on. Because, you know, especially when it comes to Valerie, we don't do that. We just tell the truth, you know? But now, if she says, oh, he's just a friend, now I gotta doubt it. Like, okay, am I falling for it? Because guys fall for the he's just a friend thing. Women don't fall for the she's just a friend thing.
Yeah.
Women don't buy that. But guys do. That's interesting.
I don't know if guys have a lot of, like, women friends that are really just friends.
I do.
Like,
I have friends.
Friend. My friend.
I go out to lunch with women friends. I meet for lunch, you know, and stuff with people. I do.
I don't, like,
say that
to
us when you're our friend and you're nothing more than our friend.
You know? But I would never, like, so, like, Jeff doesn't go out. He has a lot of girlfriends. That's fine. But they're never going out, just them two together.
Mm-hmm.
Would you allow it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would. He just doesn't go out with just.
So never questions you. So, hey, me and Brenda, we're going out for dinner tonight. You think nothing of it.
Well, if I didn't know who Brenda was,
why should she? She goes out to lunch with guys.
Well,
she
goes out with us, and she finds us.
No. She goes out with Batman Bob. She goes out with Ryan.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and that's fine. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
You know, but women don't believe it. When you say she's just a friend, most women, you're different, Laura, don't buy into it.
Because usually that's who you're banging.
Yeah.
What
I go,
the hell?
What was that?
That was me.
Okay, so there's that. That's another lie that we use that women use that we don't believe. How you look, your grooming doesn't matter. Go a week without showering, wear the same clothes. I don't buy that for a second. Like, if she tells you auto mind that you haven't taken a shower in 2 days, I automatically think she's lying. No woman's going to like you.
And you know what? No, I don't know if any woman would say that.
Right. Honestly. Yeah, I agree. What else? I won't get mad. Oh, my God. You ever heard that? I won't get mad.
Just tell me. And I tell you. And then you lose your friggin' mind.
But I don't think a guy, I think that's a natural lie.
It's a natural lie for both
sides. Exactly. When you say, look, I won't get mad, just tell me.
If you slept with them, I'm not mad.
No, it doesn't even have to be that.
Then you say you slept with them, like, you're damn right I'm mad.
Could be a dent in the car. Could be anything like that. When they say, I won't get mad, get ready, because they're about to get mad. Mm-hmm. Okay? This one I would not believe for a second. I don't care about a ring.
No, I don't. I think anyone
have you heard
ever
that?
No. Nope.
I have not. I have not heard that. Although Valerie was not into a big ring. She did not want a big wedding ring.
Maybe, maybe the two girls should hang out.
I did not buy a big ring at all. You know, and as you know, with whatever the average is that they say you should spend, I didn't even
come
close to that.
2 or 3 months salary.
Baloney.
Oh, you know, they say small thing, small ring.
Yeah, that's right. Apparently I have a small thing because I went for a small. I upgraded it, though, on our 10th anniversary. I did do that. But anyway, so there's that. What else is next here that lies women tell us that guys absolutely believe? It's our secret.
No, I'm telling people at work.
If.
Oh.
If Jeff says something, if you're having a conversation, well, he's saying that women tell people at work.
Yeah.
Women talk.
Oh, no.
Wouldn't you bet?
I am. Hush, hush. Jeff has a bigger mouth than me. Don't tell Jeff anything. I don't tell him things. I didn't even want to tell him I was pregnant.
Well, I was, right?
See, you're like the anti-woman on all of these. Because
well,
I
just
believe
said,
you.
He is like, oh, no. Well, and I'm like, why did you tell anybody?
Laura's not your... Laura can keep a secret. Laura is zipped up tight. I absolutely believe you don't... You wouldn't say a word. I believe it.
I have so much going on in my brain, yeah. Things that I haven't disclosed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then somebody will bring something up. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. I did remember now that you told me this 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone.
I no longer believe the next one, no matter who tells me. My phone's about to die. I automatically think it's some lie to get out of something.
Yeah.
Well, you call, well, my phone was dead.
Really?
Bullshit. I am not buying it.
I can see that.
I know it can happen. I'm wrong when I think it sometimes, but my first reaction is they're lying.
Now, if
I
you
can
have
see
an
that.
Old phone, it drains quick. You know, mm-hmm. The other one I used to charge all day.
Mm-hmm.
The new one, I can go a couple days with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The other one that women say, this is from this article, I Am Alpha M. It says no, no, yes, 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 right there. She just is basically tired of you looking.
Wow.
So, yeah, so there's another one right there. That's the stuff that women, the lies women tell. That's a lie.
Great.
I think that what we should do is do a segment on the air where we hear from women about the lies men tell. Right? We should throw this out. What lies do you hear from the opposite sex? That's what we should do.
No, seriously. We'll get married someday.
I'll write it down.
Just something that we should do someday, you know, when we're looking for something here, okay? We're getting ready to go into the next segment of the Buzz 24/7 today. It is how you can save money. Now, welcome shoppers to the store.
I always look forward to this.
I gotta be honest with you, shoppers. I've been hitting it pretty hard since my wife left me.
He's wearing sweatpants.
Yeah, I got a sweatpants on, you know, and I've been hitting the wine section wicked hard. And don't forget, shoppers, we got Charmin on sale. Because, you know, right now, my ex-wife is wiping her ass with me. I'll be honest with you. Okay. I'll tell you, that's how I feel, shoppers. I'm dejected. I'm not going to lie.
For a guy who's never been divorced, he's got it. He knows what he's talking about.
But over in aisle five, shoppers, is the lovely Laura Boyce with today's Cooking on a Budget.
Okay. Thanks for that introduction. Greg, we're going to start with you and your food of the week. If you headed over to Shaw's and you are a Just For You Rewards member, which you need to be because you get great deals, you are getting your Cheez-It crackers for $1.47 a box. Great deal. They limit you to two, but go for it.
Shut the front door.
We go with the extra toasty. Valerie likes the extra toasty. I'm like, you know, we can go back to the reg anytime. We don't always have to get the... No, Valerie's onto the toasty.
Well, you have limit two, so you can buy one of each. Also, a big fan in our house, we like the extra large Cheez-Its.
Yes.
The big ones. And when I make a soup, what's that? What did I miss?
No, you're just very enthusiastic. You're exuberant about the Cheez-Its.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. The big ones,
mm-hmm.
crack them up and use them as croutons in your soup.
Yeah. Done that.
Oh, my goodness.
I do that. Tomato soup. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, good.
Okay, well, now for Kelly. Kelly, we've been waiting for this because when it's at $11.99 for a 12-pack, you get excited. Market Basket, Woodstock, and the Wachusett's. And last time I went in, they had the blueberry. So head over to Market Basket for the $11.99 12-pack.
Yeah, they do that with the Woodshed every couple weeks. It's great. And they also this week right now, they have Sierra Nevada as well.
Yeah, well, starting on Sunday, it's Woodstock and Wachusett. So then if you go to Hannaford, you can also get your Harpoon and your Founders 15 packs for $14.99. It's a little pricier, but you're getting 15 beers.
That's three more. Thank you.
Good job, Kelly.
Nice job, buddy.
Roadkill.
Yes.
Roadkill. Sweet of the week. I figure after the holidays and stuff, maybe you don't need as many sweets, but I found something else you might really enjoy at Market Basket. Their breakfast sandwiches are on sale for $1.69.
Oh, that's good.
Now, you can get egg and cheese or egg and cheese and bacon or Canadian bacon or sausage, but they are on sale.
Are these frozen breakfast
sandwiches? No, they're fresh.
I have not seen them in my Market Basket.
In the fresh aisle?
Huh?
Right where the deli is?
Yeah.
Right where their rotisserie chickens are?
Maybe they don't do them in all the ones. Maybe it's just certain Market Baskets.
Oh, well, I know all the ones I go to. Top shelf of the rotisserie chickens. Warm in the tinfoil. Yummy egg sandwiches.
Incredible.
All right, there you go.
Okay, now let's head over to Hannaford, where sales end on Saturday. Your avocados this week are 79 cents each. Your Baby Bella mushrooms, $1.99. They're also on sale at Market Basket, but not for $1.99. So head over to Hannaford for those. Cherry tomatoes, two for $4. You'll need both of those veggies for your Tuscan chicken thighs. Aldi, sales end on Saturday. Your chicken breast family pack, $1.69 a pound. Again, Market Basket has them on sale for $1.99, but cheaper at $1.69. You're going to need this for your slow cooker chicken. Rice cauliflower, $1.49. It's frozen. If you prefer, you can get fresh cauliflower, but frozen's easy in a pinch, and you can serve it with your orange shrimp recipe that I'm going to give you. Jalapeno peppers, it's 99 cents for an 8-ounce package. You'll use that for the corn cakes recipe I'm going to give you. Also, your queso fresco cheese you'll need for the corn cakes. Fresh bag spinach, $1.65. We have a recipe for stuffed pork chops, and you'll need your spinach for your chicken thighs. Head over to Shaw's, where your sales start on Friday. Thighs, drumsticks, leg quarters, 77 cents a pound. This is great. You're going to use this for your Tuscan chicken thighs. White potatoes, $1.77 for the bag. Serve up some mashed potatoes with your slow cooker chicken. Florida's natural orange juice, two for $5. You'll need this for your orange shrimp. Your raw shrimp at Shaw's is $6.99 a pound for the 31-40 count. It's frozen, but you get this. It's already peeled, deveined for you, and you'll need this for your orange shrimp. And your signature select pasta, 79 cents a box. Grab yourself some shells for your Tuscan chicken with veggie and shells. Mm. Now let's head over to Market Basket, where your sales start on Sunday. But I do want to say thank you to some listener that told me, even though that Market Basket, you know, the flyers say sales start on Sunday, if you go in starting Friday night,
stop it.
They've already put the stuff on sale, but they just don't put the labels up. So if you look at the prices, they're sale prices, but they don't advertise it until the Sunday starts.
That's crafty.
Yes, that is
those crafty, crafty kids.
Yes. It makes me happy. Center cut pork chops at Market Basket this week are $1.99 a pound. You'll need that for your stuffed pork chops. Your green peppers, $1.29 a pound. Throw those in your corn cakes. Vidalia onions, you'll need for your Tuscan chicken at 79 cents a pound. Cilantro, 99 cents. You'll need this for your corn cakes and your orange chicken. And limes, four for $1. You need this for your corn cakes. Plus, if you want to serve some margaritas, use some fresh lime juice. Now, your cooking ideas for the week. I have a recipe for Tuscan chicken thighs with veggie and shells, orange shrimp with brown rice or rice cauliflower. We're trying to be healthier, so we use the rice cauliflower, but you
it's
can serve it over
still
brown
good.
Rice.
Still good, yeah.
Orange shrimp, throw in some pea pods, mm-hmm. Yumminess. Stuffed pork chops, they're stuffed with a stuffing that you're going to make homemade with some spinach and some cheese. You can go without the cheese, Greg, but it's still yummy.
I don't get that, because they really don't stuff the pork chops. You just put it on the top.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I stuff them.
Of course you do.
You're going to get a big, thick... No, you cut a hole, a pocket in the middle of it.
Yeah. That's how you stuff
you
a pork chop.
I thought you just put
thick
on stuff.
Cut. Right. No. You're stuffing in the middle. Oh,
every
boy.
Time you bring up stuffed pork chops, I go, what a bunch of shit.
No, you're really stuffing.
I
you make
them,
like a pocket.
I did it on the Granite Chef one year. I cooked a stuffed pork chop. I lost, but I cooked it. Yeah.
So.
And I have a recipe for corn cakes. I know I've given a recipe before for corn fritters, but when I saw this, I just had to like put it together because I'm going to make this on Saturday at my house. It's pretty much a corn fritter, but in it, it's flattened like a pancake, and we're putting jalapenos, green peppers in it, some cheddar cheese, some queso fresco, and some cilantro. So it's going to have a little tasty bite. And then I have a recipe for an avocado salsa you can put on top of it.
Nice.
And then you'll need those limes for those margaritas.
Isn't the frustrating thing with avocado? You have to buy it like a week in advance before you start to use it.
It depends on where you go.
I got to tell you something right now. We buy them every single week, and they're ready to go when we mm-hmm. bring them home. I don't know where they're getting them, but we don't have to sit on them and wait. Yeah.
Yeah, it depends. They are on sale at Hannaford, and I went yesterday, felt out a bunch, 79 cents each, and so squeezy that they were perfect.
Okay. All right, good.
Your easy meal of the week is the slow cooker chicken. When you put something in a crock pot and make it taste so good after 8 hours of just once you plop it in, you're good. Serve it up with some mashed potatoes, and you're going to have a good meal.
There you go.
That's it.
Nice job.
That's
Very
it.
Nice.
Nicely done. See, she does all that work, and then she writes about it on MorningBuzz.com, so you could go look up anything that you missed. I mean, that's a lot of work that she puts. She
the only thing
might.
I do is not measure. So for all those people that are like, how much flour?
And don't. How lazy are you? For Christ's sake. She's doing everything for you. Why did she's one thing short of coming over to your house.
The thing is, like, Roadkill can't follow my recipes because... No. He doesn't have that ability to
follow directions.
Figure out how,
read?
Well, no. He's
loser.
The type of guy that wants exact measurements. Right. Me, I'm a taste tester. I pour some in. I take a bite. I'm like, oh, this is good or it's not.
All right. Well, nicely done, Laura. All right. That's it for today. Thank you, Buzz 24/7. We will see you tomorrow. Scotty, Kelly, Laura.
Bam.
Have a good day. See you, everybody. Thanks for checking out the Buzz 24/7.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.